WATB Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army. So we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. This is a WATB disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of We Are the Bride Ministries, We Are the Bride Radio, or We Are the Bride Television. Thank you. Hello, Bride. Are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. Hello, Bride. Welcome to the Clarion Call. This show is here to expose the enemy for what he has done in our churches and in our nation. Over the past 20 years, the devil has crept in. But this show will expose the devil and what he's doing in our churches and in our nation. Be alert, Bride. Be sober. He is coming back after a bride without spot or wrinkle. Our battle is not with flesh and blood. It is with the principalities and the powers of the air. And we are taking our position in the army of the living God. Rise up, Bride. This is your hour. Charge! Over here first, before you meet her, I want to read you what this guy says here on his website. It's a really awesome website. It's called LighthouseTrailsResearch.com. When he's talking about, let me show you the name of this article here. Sound the Trumpet in the Midst of Apostasy. The Enemy is in the Camp by David Dombrowski at Lighthouse Trails Editor. This is a good website if you want to find a lot of truth, but I want to read you something before we get on with the other. Whether we realize it or not, there's a tremendous spiritual warfare taking place in our world today. In numerous instances, we are hearing stories of young people going to Christian colleges only to have their spiritual lives shipwrecked. They may have been safer in secular colleges. At the same time, we know of countless numerous of Christians who have no church to go to because the ones that are available have abandoned the simplicity of the gospel for a universal emerging spirituality. These believers are now witnessing the apostasy and are looking to ministries like ours for encouragement and help. In many cases, the only encouragement we can offer these people is to assure them that they are not alone in what they see. And then let's scroll on down here, Brian. In other words, let's go right here. As we have watched events unfold in the apostate church in recent years, it has been very sobering to see how nearly identical its intents and actions are to that of the New Age movement in moving toward a one-world global order. As you are reading this, religious leaders are shaking hands with political figures in bringing about a more highly evolved society. Alice Bailey, who had much to do with the development of the New Age movement, with all its occult practices and mysticism, predicted that this movement, rather than having to move around the church, would move through it. In fact, she saw the church as helping to propel the world into this higher level of consciousness. Sadly, we are hearing almost daily of highly respected Christian leaders with large followings who are now embracing the writings of mystics and contemplative authors. Perhaps they do not realize that the contemplative prayer and mysticism they are now passing on to their followers is no different than the occult practices of Alice Bailey with a new twist. And as long as we have the name of Jesus is used, everything is okay, they think. Looking again at the fig tree, we can see that more fruit is developing and getting heavier. Also, as Rick Warren points out and promotes, we will see a blending of religious, political, and economic forces as future events unfold. Unity will be a key to the future and an increasing theme as the world awaits the Antichrist. Considering that we are even now moving toward a one-world order, let us look at our fig tree, whose fruit is already there and beginning to get ripe. The events we already see only to increase are the unifying of the world's religious thought, where Eastern-style mystical practice, to include yoga, contemplative prayer, which is really big at IHOP, and healing practices like Reiki are joining East with the West. The purpose-driven peace plan, where political, economic, and religious forces are being brought together to form a unified effort. Plans for a global currency paving the way for the use of the mark. The accelerating significance of the United Nations leading towards a confederative nations. Increasing interest in the world finding a Christ figure who can solve the world's economic and political problems and unite the world in peace. Increasing moral decay through the world, to include abortion, violence, pandemic divorce, the dissolution of the family unit, homosexuality and pedophilia, increasing hatred towards born-again believers, the growth of a spirit of anti-Semitism throughout the world, including in much of the organized Christian church today. Increased natural disasters, to include earthquakes, weather phenomena, and possible volcanic activity. Intensifying of wars and rumors of wars and man-made disasters. Increased skepticism about the Lord's return, to include an abandonment of biblical prophecy. Boy, is that one the truth of what is happening today? My goodness. The appearance of false Christ, culminating in the appearance of Antichrist. As a result of mystical practices, to include contemplative prayer, people are already being conditioned to seeing themselves as having divine center, where the Christ or I Am resides. Man has become divine. An increase in curiosity and dependence on signs and wonders, rather than the Word of God, of special significance today are Mary apparitions and Eucharist wonders, which point people to another Jesus of another gospel. Signs and wonders will be seen in the future as a final proof of truth, holding sway over many people. This will make it possible for the Antichrist to lead the whole world in a grand delusion, as he will be a master at performing signs and wonders. Told you, Brad, we have got to not judge people by that. Let us pause to look at our fig tree again. I see a couple of more figs developing there. One of them is called the Bridgers, and the other is called the Silencers. Unfortunately, both of these figs are growing on the same branch, and the branch has a name on it that says the church. Wow. This is odd because these two figs look putrefied, yet they are growing on a branch that looks very healthy. Wow. You may remember a number of years ago a radio interview between LT editor Deborah Dombrowski and radio host Ingrid Schuedler. The title of this broadcast was Beware the Bridgers. Orthodoxy is more than a doctrinal statement. This program talked about the emergence of what one might call a welcoming committee within the church where things God considers foul and unclean are invited in. Oddly enough, it is not the dissenters in the church who are doing this, as would have been the case 15 or so years ago, but our pastors and Christian leaders, many of whom have had very large followings and been respected as being both conservative and of sound doctrine. But the problem is that these leaders are now gleaning from the writings of New Age, occultic or mystical authors, and quoting them to their followers, oftentimes with a word of recommendation, if not persuasion, to buy these writings and read them in their entirety. We won't take time here to discuss God's view on these things, but if you are curious, you might want to pause to look at Deuteronomy 18:9-14. The question is, why are pastors and respected Christian leaders promoting mystics and occultics? And we use the word promoting because this is more than the occasional slip of quoting something for their clever or witty antidote. These leaders are both bringing the nail and driving it in. However, in many cases, these leaders are obscure as to whether they practice these things themselves. They seem content enough in bringing their followers to the bait, then leaving their followers to fend for themselves. My goodness. Well, y'all need to read this article. It's really good. I just wanted you to see what they had to say about the New Age. There's a lot of good stuff in here. Now, I'm going to go over here and introduce you to this woman. I just found her. Thanks to Jimmy Satterwhite for making me aware of A Course in Miracles and how serious this is. When I was researching her, I was like, oh my gosh, I've got to tell the bride, this is terrible. Okay, this woman, Marianne Williamson, is an author, best-selling author, it says right here. She's a speaker, and she has a TV show on Oprah's own, and all kinds of stuff. But I'm going to show you something, bride. Now, I've been teaching you about New Age in the church. I've been teaching you how they've been pulling these things in and what they're doing. And this woman right here is a true New Age spokesperson. But I'm going to show you how on the New Age side, how they have swung in God and see if it's not the same as the way we're doing it on the church side. Okay, let's see what this woman's doing. We're going to investigate her website in a few minutes. Okay, now this is on the front of the website at marianne.com. And then this is one of her Valentine's Day specials. Invoking, which is a New Age term, actually a witchcraft term, the Romantic Mysteries, 3-day online on-demand seminar for only $49 or $149. Love is not just a passive something that the conscious person hopes to find someday. It is an emotional skill set, a consistent way of being as opposed to an occasional stroke of good luck. Whether you're a part of a couple or longing to be, this course will deepen your understanding, open your heart, and expand your capacity to love. Then she has a thing on miraculous relationships, 5-part online course on relationships. $49 as well, or regular $249 for a lifetime pass. This course delves into the core principles of A Course in Miracles and how to use them to transform your relationships from fear to love. Let's see what she has to say here a minute.
In the present moment, we have a choice, whether to open my heart or to close my heart. Love is not just about what you give. It's about giving in a way that feels like love to the other person. If I bring the past into the present, I do not allow the future to be anything other than a continuation of the past. If you're having a problem with anyone at work, any involvement in your life, anything romantic, anything personal, pray for their happiness. Because when you put a relationship into the hands of God, when you put any situation into the hands of God, that's a way of saying, I put my thinking about this relationship into the hands of God. Relationships are the laboratories of the Holy Spirit. They are that place where we will get triggered, where we will show each other our weaknesses, because these things come up like a kind of hospital of the soul. Everything involves relationships. This is why this course is called Miraculous Relationships, not just one kind of relationship, but all relationships. When we remember who we really are, then we remember why we're on this earth. Think how your relationships with life, with everyone, are different when you know that about yourself. And it's amazing what you can share with people in terms of truth and authenticity, as long as you are coming from that place where the love in you salutes the love in them. You can choose fear, or you can choose love.
Brian, you can choose fear, or you can choose love. Fear, by the way, you're going to learn through this, what she means by fear is our type of Christianity. She calls it fear. Now, Bride, as we go on with this, I want you to learn that this type of love that she's talking about, remember the other day when I was teaching you about Bill Johnson and about the hippies, the hippie movement that's taken, what I call the hippie movement, like what's happening over in Australia about the love, it's all bliss. Check out what this woman's teaching and tell me if you don't think it's the same thing, because that's the one thing about Bill Johnson that is the biggest key that people say about him is his New Age, mixing of New Age in there. All right, look at this. This one is Martin Luther King Jr. and Leaning into the Dream. Love America Tour. Let's see how she's doing this. Dear friends, the times in which we're living are dramatic and unstable, yet pregnant with new possibilities for a future release from the shackles of fear. At a time when fear and hatred have been turned into a political force, is it possible to harness the powers of love and decency for political purposes as well? Our task is to create a new whole person politics, breaking free of a paradigm based on a decidedly outdated view of the world, that's us, Bride, and embracing a more enlightened understanding of our relationship of the universe. We need a deeper, multidimensional understanding of our national story, where we have been, where we are, and where we need to go now. You know, Bride, as I look at this woman, I'm thinking, me and this woman are doing the same thing. About the healing of the soul of America. See it right here. This is a book she wrote, Healing the Soul of America. And look at the book I'm writing now, The American Exposé of the Modern Day Church. I'm talking about healing. She's talking about healing, but it's two different routes. She's wanting to go the New Age route, and I'm wanting to go the truth route. So she says, as with other extraordinary times in our history, from our founding to abolition to women's suffrage in the civil rights era, it is time once again to break free of an old way of being and embrace a new story going forward. As in the words of Abraham Lincoln, we must think anew and act anew. We must disenthrall ourselves, and then we shall save our country. Please, puke, gross. Please, you'll find out she's an avid hater of Trump. She hates a Make America Great Again, which is a lot of the Democratic standpoint, is they're wanting to basically do away with our whole entire country and everything we've ever stood for, saying it's all racist and bigots and the country ain't done nothing for us and it's been a terrible country and our founding fathers were terrible and it's not a Christian nation and all this. That is where this woman is standing. You'll see that as we go on here. So she says, I will be touring the country this year discussing how a revolution in consciousness, that's a New Age term through and through, paves the way to both personal and national renewal. In the words of Martin Luther King Jr., our goal is to create a beloved community. And this will require a qualitative change in our souls, as well as a quantitative change in our lives. Let's embrace the possibility of both. Wow, wow, wow. When we did that 40 days praying for our country, and we tore down them idols, that was one of the days the Lord brought that to our attention, is that they are so, about the numbers, when we tore down the idol of numbers. So many ministers are so focused on the numbers of the church in ministry, numbers. We're not successful unless we have the numbers, blah, blah, blah. But what the Lord brought out that day, it's about quantity. It's not about quality. The Lord didn't tell us, you have to be successful if you have a 100-person church. No. He said, I am judging you, and you will be held accountable to me on the quantity that comes out of your mouth, not based upon the reaction of the people or the amount of people listening. It's about what are you releasing, and are you telling the truth? The truth is what we need today, bride. Oh, my goodness. All right, so she's trying to say it too here, qualitative change in our souls. So basically, you know, the New Age perks up the soul, where Christianity perks up the truth and the spirit. Okay, so let's look what else here. Love America Tour. The times in which we're living are dramatic and unstable. Oh, okay, we just read that about the Love America Tour. Well, let's click on that and check it out here a minute. Sistergiant.com. What a name. Run for, oh, don't tell me it's a women's movement. Let's check this out, bride. What the world? Anti-Trump, look at that. Is this not a joke here? Is this not a joke? Let's go back and look at some of these words. Resist propaganda, meditate, protest, not on our watch, stand up. Resist propaganda, beauty, strive for peace, call a lie a lie. Build community, beauty, meditate. Pray for the world. Stand for justice. Bride, remember, the ecumenical movement, when I told you they call it social justice. Okay, back there when it said, face the reality, don't be gaslighted. That's the Jews, when they killed the Jews. Keep meditating, be a giant. This is so New Age. Bride, do you see how the New Agers are mixing in Jesus with them? Isn't that something that they are, and so are we? Gross me out, gag a maggot, please. Wow. Sistergiant.com. Well, let's check out what she's saying in this website. Love America Tour, but it's basically hate Trump and all conservatives and the whole Christian race. Basically is what that is. All right, so let's close. With so much political Oh, look, she's got this whole website. Look at here, 2018 endorsements. So this is all political? With so much political activation now occurring in the United States, many of us wish to place our personal energy in the service of what is best for our country. Throughout our history, Americans have done so in very powerful ways, whether it was abolitionists leading to the abolition of slavery or suffragists gaining women the right to vote, or the civil rights movement leading to the end of segregation and institutionalized white supremacy in the South. Hold on just a moment. Okay, sorry about that. I had to take care of my dog for a minute. But going back to this where she says, throughout our history, Americans have done so in powerful ways. Whether it was abolitionists leading to the abolition of slavery or suffragists gaining women the right to vote or civil rights movement leading to an end of segregation and institutionalized white supremacy in the South. Wow. Does that not show you how the left, this woman is left through and through. Through and through. Everything is white supremacy, anti-Trump, anti-Christian, to the ones that hold to the book, basically. The ones that believe the word of God for what it is. They call them, what do they call that? You know, where they believe it exactly what it is. Anyways, let's keep going. Other generations before us have risen up to put America back on track at times when as a country we had gone astray. Now it's our turn. Where some have sown hatred, let us now sow love. Okay, so look, this is what they're saying. We're sowing hatred. But they're sowing love. This is an important year. The midterm elections of 2018 could not be more critical. But we must do more than just address external political issues. We must address the deeper internal causes that have led to political dysfunction. We cannot just water the leaves of our democracy. We must water it at the roots. Yeah, isn't that funny, Brad, that she's going after the roots and so am I? I rebuke you, devil. And those roots are inside us. We need a new whole person politics that stems not just from the head, but from the heart, not just from intellectual understanding, but from a genuine love for our country. And with reverence for the possibilities for self-actualization, new age, that democracy at its best affords to all. Like any relationship, our relationship to democracy cannot be taken for granted. It must be tended to. We have as much responsibility to it as it has to us. We will transform our country through our willingness to transform our relationship to it. Y'all need to know this, Bride. This is why I'm reading you this. Because you need to know what the New Age people are doing and what they're thinking. Because are we hearing the same thing out of the church? We will transform our country through our willingness to transform our relationship to it. Our own disconnection from the political process, lack of knowledge of how our system operates, lack of understanding of our history, and confusion about many of the issues that confront us now have led, in too many cases, to a dangerous emotional disconnect between our country and ourselves. On February 11th at 6 p.m. Pacific, I will be hosting a live call. Okay. Now, when you scroll on down here, she says, the Love America Tour. I will be touring the country this year discussing how a revolution in consciousness paves the way to both personal and national renewal. All right. Houston Chronicle, January 19, 2018. Marianne Williamson asked white people to apologize. She got it right. Marianne Williamson walked to the middle of the stage, paused for a second, then she asked all the black people to stand. The New York Times best-selling author, internationally known spiritual teacher, and native Houstonian was in town recently for her Love America tour at Unity of Houston. She urged the 200 of us from our seats. She then instructed a white person to hold the hand of a black person standing. A white woman and a teenage girl took who looked to be mother and daughter in the row behind me, took my hand, weeping, and said, then told the white people to repeat after her. And she began with, I apologize. All right. So let's scroll over here and look at the agenda of this Love America Tour by Sister Giant. Tour dates, Richmond, Virginia, Winston, North Carolina, Houston, Texas, Las Vegas, Berkeley, Wisconsin. She is all over the place. Look at this, Detroit, Michigan. Oh, that's the day before my birthday. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Okay, well, let's look at this tour here. Okay, that was the tour day. So let's look at the 2018 endorsements. America is experiencing a dramatic moment of both peril and opportunity. Millions are asking, what can I do to make a difference? Oh, these are all the Congress people she is endorsing. Let's check out some of these people in this Love for America tour. Katie Hill for Congress. Let's check out old Katie. Katie for Congress. One of us for all of us. Unity message. All right. Her website, somebody needs to change this design. It is bogged down with stuff. So it's hard to load. Okay. Issues, health care, rebuild middle class, representative government, Katie, his father, media, homelessness, progressive patriotism, she must be Democrat, Katie Hill, inspire the masses, challenge Steve Knight, Sheila Cool, Southern California, progressives are growing in numbers. I don't know. Let's see who this is. Political endorsements. Her website is so bogged down with stuff. Lord help her to get a good designer. That's what it means, Bride. When you get to a website, remember I do this for a living. When you go to websites and they're bogged down, which means they have so much stuff on there you can't move on it. That is this case here. All right, let's see here. Bride, sorry about that. I had to pause because that her page was taking way too long. So it ends up, I don't know how long I had to wait, so I had to get off her website. Hers is bogged down too much. Let's check out this Sam for Congress. Who is Sam? Now, see how fast his website loaded? His people done his right. Okay. Raised by proud immigrant parents who worked for the American Dream. Okay, it's time for leaders in Washington to return their focus on their core priorities. I'm running for Congress because we need the next generation of leaders to take on that fight for the 21st century. Okay, so he's fighting for the American dream. Let's find out. Oh, it's California's 39th. Okay. His colors are orange and blue. That's a pretty good website. I give him props for that. Next generation leadership. He's handsome too. All right, let's see here. Why I'm running. He's going to fight for jobs, retirement for seniors. Time for change for the next generation of leadership. Okay, tell us about your platform, though. Priorities, here we go. The election is about who we are as Americans. He will be a congressman who will fight for the American dream and our values for a country generations to come. Uh,
Okay, here we go. Health care for all. There he is with Obama. That's a negative. Access to health care is right. Okay, so he must be a Democrat. All right. Women's rights, Democrat for sure. Donald Trump has appointed judges who will attempt to reverse Roe versus Wade. Tried to defund Planned Parenthood, reversed insurance coverage of contraception, and normalized vulgar behavior that diminishes women. Wow. Even before Trump, in spite of all the progress that has been made, women's rights lag far behind. Equal pay. All right. Environment and clean energy, honoring the veterans, immigration and civil rights. He will also stand up against Donald Trump's divisive rhetoric. Wow. Okay, so she's endorsing a Democrat. They're probably all Democrats. Let's look at this one. Doug Applegate. Who is this guy? A leader then and a leader now. Continue to... Oh, that's cool. He wants you to donate from the top. Let's see. Let's scroll down here. This website's alright. Alright, let's see his issues. Let's see, healthcare, women's rights, climate, energy, what do you know? All the same. Immigration, gun violence prevention, criminal justice reform, campaign finance reform, foreign policy, LGBTQ. So, obviously, Social Security and Medicare. Right, remember when I was teaching you about the ecumenical movement and how, you know, they were very inclusive and very much into social justice. That's basically a Democratic platform. Wendy Reid, and this will be the last one we'll look at. All right, another one for California. We know these are people not to vote for. Basically. Progressive left-wing anti-Jesus platform. All right, let's see over here. Issues. Infrastructure, good health care. Economy and the environment, water and oil, ethics and government, equality and education, she doesn't really tell much about her stance. Safe infrastructure, good health care, and community safety programs are necessities, not luxuries. Our district deserves a strong advocate for the priorities of real people. Fight for Medicare for all, huh? Strong economies protect the resource on which people and businesses rely. Carbon footprint. I'm sure she's Democrat, though. Let's see. Let's check that out here. Climate change adaptation workshop. Yep. Environmental education consortium. Illegal dump forest.
I'm looking at, are y'all looking at this too? Okay, but anyways, this is another one. This person right here is somebody else that she endorses. I was looking at, this is Laura Oatman, Democrat for Congress. We're quickly becoming more progressive, more diverse, and currently we're being represented by this woman who represents Orange County of the past. I'm running to be your next congresswoman because unlike our current representative, I have evolved. We have evolved, and I have a vision for where we should be headed into a future that is inclusive, sustainable, and that protects our working and middle-class families, our coastline and natural beauty. So here's what she's going to fight for, and you'll see this a lot in the election coming. It's the same type of platforms for all the Democrats. Fight for environment, fight for women, and good-paying jobs. So, oh, here we go. A new progressive economy, climate change, race relations. Trump hasn't made America great again. He's made America racist again. Criminal justice, women's issues, and gun safety. Small business, campaign finance reform, affordable housing, LGBTQ rights, military investment, separation of church and state. Healthcare is a right, education is right, unity and diversity. So basically, it's all the ecumenical platform. Let me X out of that. Okay, going back over here. Okay, so that's just who she endorses there. And let's see. Let's go back over here to her website. I was wanting to show you her website. There's her tour. These are a lot of her books. Let's look at all her books. Okay. Tears to Triumph, A Spiritual Journey from Suffering to Enlightenment. Basically, I see that is Out of Christianity into New Age. A Return to Love, Reflection on the Principles of A Course in Miracles. You're going to learn a lot about A Course in Miracles, especially when Jimmy gets on here with us. The Law of Divine Compensation on Work, Money, and Miracles. Healing the Soul of America, Reclaiming Our Voices as Spiritual Citizens. A Year of Miracles, Daily Devotions and Reflections. The Gift of Change, Further Reflections on A Course of Miracles. The Age of Miracles, Embracing the New Midlife. Mariana Williamson, Everyday Grace, Having Hope, Finding Forgiveness, and Making Miracles. Illuminata, what does that sound like? Illuminate, Thoughts, Prayers, and Rites of Passage. And then Enchanted with Love, The Mystical Power of Intimate Relationships. New Age Through and Through, Gross Me Out. A Course in Weight Loss, Spiritual Lessons for Surrendering Your Weight. A Woman's Worth Toward a More Enlightened Feminism. New Age Stuff. Okay, and then this is what thing she put on here about Trump and them. This is her latest Twitter about 5 hours ago. Here it comes. Speaker Paul Ryan says, addressing entitlement spending is what you need to do to fully deal with this debt crisis. And then she says, the inverse Robin Hoods among us steal from the poor to give to the rich. Can I hear a hell no? Listen to this woman cussing. Forgive me, Lord. Okay, so I wanted to show you how she does that Course in Miracles. Online digital courses, books, miraculous memberships. Now see how they're focusing on the miracles. Signs, miracles, and wonders. Remember I was telling you, Bride, we cannot do that. If God uses us, then God bless, you know. So what you can do these miracle courses is 365 days, so we do not want to do that for sure.
Okay, let's see here. The divine alignment of body and soul. Lord, help us, Jesus. Okay, so every day she does this teaching on the Course of Miracles. All right, let's see. We did the books, Tuesday Night Talks, live in New York, live stream every Tuesday. And that's Principles of a Course in Miracles, a global conversation by which we are collectively creating a field of alternative possibilities for ourselves and the world. Here it is, A Course in Miracles Daily, downloaded into your box, which is nothing but New Age. And then look at this right here, Bride, this Illuminati-looking stuff here. Miraculous Monthly. Go deeper into the work of Marianne Williamson by joining one of her exclusive Miraculous Monthly subscription programs. And then on-demand online courses. Okay, and then she does Sister Giant. Let's see what she says this is. Oh, that's the one we watched already. Okay. Basically a political call. Harvard Divinity School on Consciousness, Spirituality, and Politics in America. Parliament on World Religions of Women and Religion. University of South Carolina. Oprah's Super Soul Sunday. Spirituality and Parenthood on Spirituality and Politics. A Spiritual and Environmental Wake-Up Call. Hopelessness versus Joy this Holiday Season, etc. Okay, so I just wanted to show you this, Bride. I wanted you to be aware of this woman. She is the New Age version of a preacher. But in her things, she is trying to say that it's all the Lord. But as you learn, I want you to see a little bit of this guy. Listen to this. He's teaching. This is Warren Smith teaching about A Course in Miracles. I want you to hear this, and then this is going to end our broadcast today.
Lee Strobel has written a book called The Real Jesus. A journalist investigates attacks on the identity of Christ. And, you know, I've read, you know, some of his other stuff in terms of talking about the Lord. And, you know, he's got some really good stuff that he says. But in this particular book, he gave the New Age almost a complete pass. It was almost missing from his book. And he made a statement. He said that a journalist had said that Oprah Winfrey has gotten involved in so many things through the years that she really doesn't have any idea what she's doing. And I said, no, she knows exactly what she's doing. She's been teaching consistently since 1987 that I know of, this very teaching that she said on a show about the New Age. She said that Eric Butterworth, who Ray talked about last night, and who Eric Butterworth, by the way, is the first story on love in the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. She said that Jesus didn't, this is why Oprah liked Eric Butterworth, she said that he taught that Jesus didn't come to teach us about his divinity, but about ours. That was 1987. She's been consistent all the way through, as I'll show. Does that mean she's a bad person or that we should? She's just like the rest of us that bought into all this stuff. I mean, I think I said the other night that if I had her platform, I would have gladly gone on TV and given a speech on why we should all do the Course in Miracles. I did it in my hometown. It was Romans 10, you know, it just a sincere zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. We're establishing our own righteousness and not God's righteousness. You know, that's what Hosea said. My people, you know, are suffering from a lack of knowledge. We didn't know. I didn't know the Bible. You do. You're in a position to really help people that are lost. When you have friends that are reading The Secret or telling you that they're listening to Oprah or like the book that Ray talked about last night, what was it, Eat, Pray, Love? You know, I mean, these books, you know, it's like you can't just snicker and say, oh, that sounds like Shirley MacLaine or something. I mean, these guys are serious. This is all coming together, and they're coming right at the church. I'm sorry to have to do this. This is Jesus. Do not make the pathetic error of clinging to the old rugged cross. You know, Buck was singing about the power of the blood. There is no blood. The only blood that you're going to see at the end of the Course of Miracles might be the blood of the saints. They do not relate at all to the shed blood on the cross of Calvary. They're talking about oneness in terms of, like in Acts 17:26, it talks about, you know, that humanity hath one blood. You know, we come from an original set of parents. What's born of the flesh is flesh. But they're taking it to the next level and saying that we all have the Spirit of God inherently indwelling within us. So they're taking the shared blood and they're making it look like they've somehow got the shed blood, but they don't talk about it. They just go right to being God. And that is not the way that it is. It's the shed blood. And we are one in Christ Jesus, Galatians 3:28 says, when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And the whole world isn't doing that. Dan Kimball, an emerging church leader who's gotten, he calls himself an evangelical, and he repeats a lot of scriptures that sound good. And he's got a book where he writes and he says, they love Jesus, but they don't like the church, or they hate the church, something like that. Well, you know what? That's not real deep. You know, I mean, I loved the Jesus of A Course in Miracles. You know, I mean, there's something about the emerging church where it's so easy for them to systematically put down fundamentalists and people who are being, there's a stereotype that's just being created, and I think it's really sad it's being created by people who are calling themselves Christians. It's almost like a friend of mine up in Northern California was looking for a church, and he walked into a church, and the greeter said, oh, how quaint, you've got your Bible. He said, I should have known right then that I should have left. But and then he went to another church, and they said, he said something about, well, I went to Calvary Chapel one time. I kind of like that. And they go, oh, yeah, isn't it that church that teaches the Bible? I mean, it's getting bad out there. You know, it's getting really weird. The journey to the cross should be the last useless journey, says Jesus of the Course of Miracles. The atonement is the final lesson that he need learn, for it teaches that man need learn, for it teaches him that never having sinned, he has no need for salvation. You're not persecuted, nor was I. There's no sin, it has no consequence. Innocence is wisdom because it's unaware of evil, and evil does not exist. I mean, we're not talking lightweight stuff here. We're talking total blasphemy. This one's a little lengthier, but it's worth reading. Jesus says this about the devil. The devil's a frightening concept because he seems to be extremely powerful and extremely active. He's perceived as a force in combat with God, battling him for possession of his creations. The devil deceives by lies and builds kingdoms in which everything is in direct opposition to God, yet he attracts men rather than repels them, and they are willing to sell him their souls in return for gifts of no real worth. This makes absolutely no sense. No devil. Marianne Williamson is teaching this on Oprah and Friends XM Satellite Radio, and the lessons, the daily lessons, are being posted on Oprah.com. Here's a few of the lessons.
All right, Brad, I pray that you've learned a lot tonight. I wanted to expose you to her because I'm doing another broadcast with Jimmy Satterwhite, where he will explain what is the Course of Miracles. Why do we need to care? I mean, why do we need to know what is the Course of Miracles? Because it's a lot of the same doctrine they teach in the church, which is non-doctrine, but a lot of the same New Age mess. So we will have another broadcast maybe tomorrow night where we will do this. And thank you so much, Brian, for tuning in. God bless you.